Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to the classroom. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. I am your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. We're in the classroom. Why does anyone go to the classroom? We go to the classroom to learn, to build, to grow, to be better people. Also in the classroom, we go to the classroom to help others as they're learning and building as well. So we have a very interesting program planned for this evening. And this is a program I've been promising since probably last Friday. Last Friday, I did a podcast with my father, Sharif Abdullah, and we did and in the podcast, there were some questions that came up that I thought might have been like some basic questions, but they were not. It seemed as if a couple people had questions about, you know, how do you act on a spiritual retreat? How do you interact with what's going on? How can you be part of what's going on without, I guess, feeling foolish or whatever? And so the interview was called Spirituality and Inclusivity from a Black Perspective. You can see that on YouTube, or you can check it out. I have a link on my Khadija 7 Facebook page. But, you know, he was expressing how he, you know, not being raised and brought up in certain cultures, didn't quite understand protocol. And so, you know, and I did some explaining, you know, not enough. It was a very, very short interview. But I did some explaining about, okay, this is how this operates. Look for this. Go here. Do this. And then also, I was very proud to be able to mention, hey, at A Wonderful Approach, we have people designated to welcome in newcomers. We are constantly doing events out in the open. And I mentioned the big water ritual this weekend. So it was an excellent program, but it got me to that, along with a couple other texts that I received, got me thinking that there are some general questions about protocol. And I was like, okay, let's have this discussion. You know, let's put it out there. Let's, you know, share, hey, you know, let's look for this, do this, do this, do this. And so that's where this particular program is coming from. More information on just kind of how do we handle ourselves in certain scenarios. Love it, love it. And like I said in the interview, one of A Wonderful Approach's bigger events is happening this weekend. We're going to Beaufort, South Carolina, to be part of a huge cleansing ritual. You know, the Christians call it a baptism. You can call it a baptism, a cleansing, whatever you want to call it, but I'm going to tell you, you need to come get some. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity because, one, we work all day. And when I say we work, it's a we thing because everyone's working. And we're working hard. And we're putting all this positive energy out there. But as we're doing this work, this positive work, others are seeing and experiencing this as we're doing it. And so I love to be able to open it up to people, whoever needs this, you know. So like I said, this is the biggest event. This is one of the bigger events that we do each year, and I'm so proud of it. I'm, you know, to see the evolution. I mean, we got this thing almost streamlined. We got it so good. So I love it. I'm looking forward to it. If you want more information on it, there's even this radio program has information on where we'll be meeting up, how we move from there. But whenever we're working out in public, and we do a lot of work in the public, we're always gathering. You know, people will see us, the ones in white, and, wave, and they wave, and everything's good. But we always have people join us. You know, people that maybe didn't intend on joining us, but they're joining us. This is what we do. And in order to continue to have this unity going, this underlying harmony, we have to make sure that, one, we are being welcoming, because no matter where we are, there's always someone that's asking the question, what are y'all doing? Why are you dressed like that? In that basket, there's always a basket or a cooler or a chip. There's always one of those. So we're going to take a minute and explain some things. And, and the reason why I brought the interview up is because on an interview, my dad says, how do I know what I'm supposed to be doing? I said, well, if you're hanging with a wonderful approach, there's going to be someone beside you that says, hey, come closer. Come do this. Let's sit here. Let's sit there. But what I'm finding is some of these protocols are so enriched in what we're doing. Sometimes we're doing it and not even realizing the why behind it. So not only this program do I want to talk about the ritual itself, but I also want to talk about the why. I'd love to talk about some of the origins. And if there are more questions, I'd love to hear the questions. And the reason why we do all this, within the ATRs, we know the ATRs are an oral tradition. They pride themselves in being an oral tradition. They pride themselves in making and in having this history not necessarily written down, but passed down from person to person. The only problem with that is that there's not a place to go to say, hey, if I'm going to a tambour, what should I wear? What should I be looking for? What do I need to be doing? That's not in one place. And even the protocols and traditions that I'm speaking about have variations, let's say, from house to house. So I'm speaking one in general, and two, how a wonderful approach does it. But that doesn't mean that if you go to another house, and I can tell you, like in Atlanta, there's probably that I know of, and I don't know everybody, 8 major houses that, when I say I know them, I can walk up. We go, we greet each other, we have a good time. I'm there to support. They're there to support. This is what we do. 8 houses, they're all incredibly different. When I go to this house, I wear this because of that. When I go to that house, I wear that because of this. And so, from what you bring to what you wear, all of it can be a little different, which is why I was telling one of the angels, we're going to have a field trip. Okay, we're going to have a field trip to where we're doing, one of the events that I'll go to. We'll go and visit maybe 2 and 3 houses that weekend just so that you can see the differences. I mean, the differences are so different. The drums are different. The dancers are different. How you approach the shrines are even different. So when I say they're different, they are. But it's nice to have a good general understanding so that you're not worried, confused, feeling totally out of place. Because if you have an uncomfortable feeling or experience, it may be completely innocent from the house. The house may not realize that you're new, but it'll make you not want to go hang out. And that's totally opposite. Most of the houses that I know, and I'm speaking from the ones in Atlanta, I'm speaking about the ones I know in Atlanta, they welcome people, welcome newcomers, welcome different races. They welcome different genders and different understandings. They welcome that because they want you to have the experience. We're not a traditional church where we do the same thing over and over every week, where if you miss it this week, you can catch it next week. No. A lot of this is something that I want everybody to know and take notes on and whatever. But all of the Orisha Loa, all the guardian angels, all of them, they have certain days, seasons that they come out more, where those celebrations are had more. You know, during the springtime, you will find a lot more Oshun Bembe. You know, Oshun, she is springtime. She is that newness, the youth, the loving, the da-da-da-da-da energy. So, yeah, I mean, it's almost, you know, a no-brainer. Yeah, we're going to see her bimbes, her drumming, her ceremonies more. So, you know, I'm going to break this down as much as possible. If I'm missing something, please do not hesitate to press 1. That's going to let me know. Okay, this is right here. Now, I'm going to say that a bembe is a celebration of a particular orisha. Okay? There are many reasons why we have these celebrations. You can have a celebration just because you want this orisha celebrated. And the reason why we go is because we want this orisha celebrated, you know? And so if this is your egg bay, or just, you know, if this is your home, if your head goes to this particular orisha, yay. If this orisha has been good to you, yay. You want to go, you want to celebrate. Or just seasonal, every year this particular, you know, this orisha is over our family. And so every year we get together and we have this big celebration for this orisha. Very, very possible. All of those things are great reasons why there is a bembe, right? At the bembe, you will see front and center a huge shrine. Now, we have made some collective shrines. If you have been to a Wonderful Approach event, if you've been to a Mother Eagle Ministry event, you've seen some big shrines. Last November, I think our shrine was about maybe 6 feet long and maybe about 4 or 5 feet deep. And it goes, it covers, you know what I'm saying? And that was us. That was us. That was all of us. That's our offerings or this or that. So at a bembe, you'll see a huge shrine. And those shrines can get double that size, triple that size. It just depends on how many people are coming with offerings and such of that. And so at the bembe, there's drumming, there's songs. This is why we have to make a field trip. Because I'm going to tell you, you should not be at everyone's drumming. You shouldn't be at everyone's bembe. We're talking about a lot of energy. And when we're dealing with this much energy, just like the Wonderful Approach, there is protocol. You know, we're not trying to have wild energy. Wild energy leads to wild situations, and we're not trying to have that. But at the bembe, you know, you should be with someone that knows you. You should know the people putting together the bembe. If you don't know the people putting together the bembe, you don't need to be there, you know. And if you're in a Wonderful Approach and you just, let's say, 3 years in, you don't need to be there. Let's get some permissions in place. And it's not permission. What it is, hey, where my head is at right now, is this a good place for me to put my head while it's still in such a young state? Is that the question, okay? But that's the bembe. And it's wonderful to go because there's so much energy. And it's wonderful to see other people like you, you know, maybe not a Wonderful Approach, but like you that are, you know, that love, the same energy that you love. It's wonderful to see that. You know, for me, you know, I'm not even into fashion and stuff, except when it comes to bembes and events. Then I'm in love. Oh, I love to see all the colors. Oh, my God. All the beautiful colors, the energies, the foods, all of that. It's a full experience. That's why this summer I'm going to say, hey, this is the weekend, and I promise I'm going to let you know in as much advanced time as I can, but this is the weekend that we're going to get together and we're going to experience this together so that you can have a good understanding as to what is going on, right? So that is a bembe. That's one type of ceremony. In that ceremony, in that type of ceremony, all of the Orishas have one of those, you know. And so they differ, of course, as the Orisha differ. As that energy differs, then there's different types of songs, different events, of course, different people, different energies that come about. All of it is different. So, you know, not in each year they're different. Every single year there will be a different type of energy that makes itself present at that moment, right? But there are some things that are the same. That drum, which is so very important, the song, the vocals, putting that positive energy forward, so very important. And that drum and the song and the dance, that's present in, actually it's present in church, it's present in Islam. If you ever hear this called tajweed, when, you know, sometimes they say the prayer, hey, you know, God most merciful, and it's just English, you know, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And then it's like, Bismillah, that's a song. I'd be like, oh, that's my jam. Say it in a way that is rhythm and the breathing, the inhaling and exhaling of the chest and the enunciation that goes on. That is a song that connects us, right? I don't know how people always catch me in the middle of the radio program. Anyways, so all of that is such an important part of who we are and what we're doing, right? So there are some differences, but there's some similarities. Song, dance, and it may be dance. So if you go to an African bembe, it's a lot of dance. I mean, you're in there dancing, moving, sweating. I mean, it's way better than any club you've ever been to. Trust me. But you go. Let's go look at the Muslims. Let's say that they tend to be a little more rigid, but there is movement. It's called salat. And so there's different positions that are held for different reasons. That's dance. Don't tell them that. But that's dance. Then we have, you know, and let's talk about our Christian family. They have song, dance, and a lot of movement. A lot of movement. Y'all can call it the Holy, catching the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. You can call it whatever you want. But that is a big part of the ceremony of church. Even if we're just like, you know, in different churches do it differently, but, you know, there's a part where you stand up, make prayer, okay, the part where you sit down, stand up, down. That's movement. You're standing up for a reason. You're, you know, and again, with protocols, you're standing up to be respectful at that moment, you know, and I know I have been up there with some long-winded pastors. I'm like, Lord, when are we going to get a chance to sit down? But you can't sit down until it's time to sit down because this is part of the ritual that we're doing, the ritual of that church, the ritual of that movement when we're all standing up. When they say, give God a hand clap of praise, that's creating energy. That's movement. So you see how the ceremonies have so much in common? Let's go to our indigenous friends with our powwows. So remember we talked about the timing of the bembes? Most of our powwows are had in the fall. Why? Because powwows traditionally were a moment for harvest. There was a celebration for the harvest. When is harvest season? The fall. So this is why that happens like that. And so powwows are political, where the different houses get together to talk about what's going to be happening moving forward. They are spiritual, to where prayers and blessings are had, you know, prayers and intentions for families, for unions, for prosperity, all of that. They are, you know, the powwows are calling of banners, you know, where different houses are gathering and they're saying, hey, House so-and-so is presenting this, this, and this. House A Wonderful Approach. When I get called to say, hey, we would like you to speak, we want you to present at the powwow, yeah, they're talking to me, but me is A Wonderful Approach. So that means all of us are going to convene on, okay, we're going, if you know, we are going to go and we are going to dance. Now, I think it was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we went, there was a young lady in A Wonderful Approach, and she was invited to go to a powwow, and I said, absolutely, let's do it. And so we went, we escorted her, and she did her dance, singular, around the powwow. It was so wonderful for her and then very educational for everyone else as to how we handle certain protocols. And I remember they were like, okay, what are we supposed to do? I said, okay, what you're not supposed to do, you know, so just thinking about the powwow, there are dances for dances, strolls, presentations. This is when you come forward into their circle, their sacred circle that's been presented and consecrated. You come into the circle and you say, hey, you know, they'll have the elders come forward. The elder in indigenous cultures, usually things are done by male and by female. Everything is by male and female. And so the elder men will come and they will make their presentation. If you are an elder female, you're not supposed to go. And you will think, duh, no, it's not duh. You'd be surprised how many people will make an incorrect move right there. And then everyone's looking at them like, you definitely don't belong there. You're not following the order. You're not following the drums, you know. And the reason why is because, you know, they'll tell you, you know, the grandfather comes and sets the pace and everyone pays the respect and everyone does it. There's a reason why only the men are moving at that moment. And the women are waiting. And then when the men stop, then the women come forward. And there's a reason why only the women of a certain age are moving at that moment. And so, and that is to be respectful. So if the elder women, I remember I did a fancy Shaw dance. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. 15 years ago. It was quite some time ago. And that's for young women. That's for young women that are actually looking for spouses, you know. And so if you are not looking for a spouse, that's not your jam. Go sit down, you know, because at that point it's like, okay, I see you. I see you. Hey, how you doing, you know. And it's so funny because at the powwow that we were at, that's what the young lady did. She did her fancy shop. And then come turn around, there were a couple people that were like, hi, how you doing? I'd like to talk to, you know, your daughter here, and I saw her doing the dance. And she's like, oh, that's not what I meant. And I was like, you're not listening. You're not paying attention. So, you know, there's protocol for everything. And I think the more you know and the more you start to experience, the more comfortable you're going to get, right? So let me rewind a little bit. Go back to the dembe. Because I said something there that I want to talk about, especially when it comes to the water on this weekend, this Saturday. I said the word offerings. Now, if you've been to a Wonderful Approach event, a retreat, workshop, whatever, you know we do offerings, period. We're always doing offerings. It's a way of paying respect. So when we go down to Tampa, we go down to Tampa every year. We go down to Tampa every year, the first weekend in March. There's no question. And let me tell you, side note, y'all know, you know, EI has limited the amount of elekes we can get. I already got three people ready, paid elekes. How about that? I'm so proud. I'm so excited. But it also lets me know space is going to be limited next year. It's always limited, but space is going to be really limited next year. So don't play around with it. Anyway. We always take offerings everywhere you go. This is only polite. This is so old school that, you know, it's hard to imagine that you don't know the hows and the whys on this. even when, like, what happens when back in the day, you saw it on the movies, whatever, what happened when a new neighbor moved to the neighborhood? What happened? Families cooked something and they took it over. Why? Because the family just moved in. They're busy packing, unpacking, whatever they're doing, they're busy, right? So, yeah, let's go ahead and take some things over to the house to help them move in, to get acquainted with each other, to learn if you have kids, whatever. There's always an offering. When we go down to Tampa, we always take at least one white candle. If you don't have anything else, one white candle. Now, a wonderful approach, they be showing out. We had a gourmet cake. I said, now who did this? Who brought gourmet cake? And then the EI we went down there was like, he said, where's the cake at? Yeah, okay, I need to keep an eye on that. But, you know, we have fabrics, we have honeys, we have liqueurs, we have all of these wonderful things are given, not because, hey, pay attention to me, I gave the bundle of oranges, you know. No, it's done because it's like, we so appreciate your time. We appreciate your positive energy. We appreciate that you're about to give us some schooling. You're about to educate us. We get it, and we appreciate it. So all of that we do by giving simple gifts. I saw all kinds of flowers and flower bouquets, flower bouquets. It was just wonderful. That is what we're working on. This is why we do offerings. So let's say back to our bimbe. Remember I said we bring flowers. I mean, we bring offerings. The offerings can be flowers, oranges. We're just talking about ocean bimbe. Bells, fruits, candles, fabrics. I've given a couple feathers. You know, I'm a feathers person. So, you know, we got all this gift. And from what I've seen in a lot of the houses, afterwards, after the ceremony is over, they give those gifts back to the community that came. After they've been blessed, after they've been prayed over, they go back to the community. And I have seen, you know, I saw one young lady with the feather, and I was like, and she, you could not tell her nothing. You could not told her that she was not this beautiful swan. I mean, I was like, ooh-wee, you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So everyone's ceremony is different, but you go in with the gift. You go in to give as if you were giving to the Orisha. I try to make things. We can always purchase candles. Every house needs candles. My house needs candles. But, you know, when it comes to those special bimbes, to make something, you know, it is so special at that moment. So always have an offering. November event, there's always offerings. Offerings for ancestors. And it takes me forever to get those offerings from the altar, once the candles go down, to out into the wild where the raccoons, the ants, they waiting. Come on with the stuff. Come on with the ancestor offering. So this should be a part of your understanding. This is the give and the take. Because I promise you, going to ceremony, you are giving. You're giving your time. You're giving your energy. You're giving an offering. And you are getting something. There's usually words of wisdom. I mean, nuggets of wisdom that are dropped. Usually the experience alone is a blessing. I have seen it where the Orisha will come and bless the entire crowd. And the priests that are in attendance will, you know, say, hey, this is what this is. This is who you are. This is where you are. This is what we're working on. And so the blessing that's given is so beautiful. This is what we're doing. So when we get to the water Saturday, we'll have an offering there as well. You will bring And there's a list of things. You will bring offerings traditional to the Orisha known as Yemenya. That's just because we're working in her element, in her arena. So that's why we're bringing coins, bread, molasses, wine. You know, this is so much right there, okay? We're going to be adding an additional, I don't want to call it an exercise, but we'll be adding even more to create depth into that ritual. But it is super duper powerful. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. So you're going to bring an offering. Please, because there's, I'm thinking 25 to 30, which is smaller than most years, but it's still a lot. But, you know, we want to be conservative with our offerings, but you want it to be something that means something to you, okay? So, you know, it's not about quantity at all. It is definitely about quality. You want it to be something that means something to you and or your family. I know one time I was, I had a little diamond stud that I had lost one of them. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to give the other one to Yemenya. You know, I can't, I'm not going to wear one little diamond stud. And so I took the diamond out, made a presentation, did a whole thing, and then gave it. Of course, when I got back home, I found the other stud. I said, And when I say I looked for it, of course I looked for it. Of course I looked for it. It doesn't matter. I could not find it. And I was like, okay, you were supposed to be. I was supposed to make that offering, you know. And the other one I have attached to my reading board. So it's like, you know, both of them have these spiritual purposes for me. But, you know, that was something very personal, very, very personal. So when you're thinking about your offering, you know, and I don't think any of us live in Beaufort, South Carolina, but so we're all traveling. We all have to, you know, kind of make a little bit of effort to get there. But that's okay. Make the effort and really see and give and do and be in the moment of the ceremony, okay? That's the offering. Now, something else that I have said a couple of times during the program, and, you know, I want the family to know, this is still a Wonderful Approach Radio. You can still press 1. If you'd like to speak, you want to add, you have a question, feel free, okay? You can stop me. You know, we've all been to enough ceremony to have an idea. One may have something to add that I haven't said. So, you know, don't hesitate. Press 1. One thing I have said a couple of times is, what am I wearing? What am I wearing? You know, when someone says, oh, I'm doing this, it's almost like the first thing I think about is, oh, what am I going to wear? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So a lot of times we wear white. One of the reasons why we wear white is because, of course, white stands for purification. White stands for is for our ancestors, 100%. White is, white is the opposite of black. Yes, no, kind of. But black is pulling. Black is pulling. All this energy is coming to you, where the white is reflecting, you see? And so for those reasons, a lot of the work that we do is we are wearing white. Sometimes we're wearing white, the lights. Sometimes we're wearing just white, okay? So at the water Saturday, that's just white. If you have a colorful scarf, those are wonderful. If you have a scarf even for your head, wonderful. But we want to stay away from the browns, the blacks, even some of the rich purples. We want to stay away. This is really about our whites right here, okay? So we're going to be wearing our whites. That's a reason, okay? This ceremony is about renewing and renewal, and so we want to do those things in white. You see? So it's not that Mama 7 being strict. You know, I am a little straight, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is this is about a renewal, a cleansing. We definitely want to be in white, right? Now, taking it a step further, remember, we're going into a yin and yang energy. Yin and yang is a very, very female energy. This is the mother. This is the big mother, the one always, you know, pregnant, you know, full of life. And she wears skirts or dresses. Even like, see, I grew up part of my life in Miami, so I'm used to being around the Cubans, the Africans. I'm used to being around all cultures. The men that carry yin and yang wear the skirts. When I say this is a very feminine energy, very female energy, that's it. And, you know, my oldest boy carries that energy very strongly. And they, you know, the dance, and, of course, I don't know whose bembe we're going to see. It's going to be a surprise. But those bembes, when they get the skirts going, the dance is showing the rolling of a skirt. But that's to show the rolling of the ocean, the rolling of the wave. You see how? So basically, in this dance, you are becoming that ocean, and you're allowing yourself to roll, to come back, go forward, come back, and move forward and go back. And it's a wonderful, hypnotizing energy. And this is what we're doing. So this skirt is so important that even those born masculine, if this is where your head goes, you're wearing the skirt, okay? Now, I don't make the guys wear the skirt, but I definitely make the women wear the skirt. When we go to the water, at any time that you go to the water, you should be wearing a skirt and or pants with a scarf around your waist. And you have to understand, think about this. Wearing pants has always been a very masculine expression. Women traditionally have worn skirts. It's only been in the last couple of years, and I mean maybe 100 years, but it's still very, very new that women wore pants. I was listening to someone, and they were talking about how pants split your energy, and that's not the way women's energy is supposed to flow. You know, women's energy is supposed to flow, not be split. However you are comfortable wearing your pants or not, when we do certain rituals, I mean, and I love wearing pants, me personally. You know, I love wearing pants. But whenever I'm going to an Oshun event / area, if we're going to the water, if we're doing work out by a lake, or even if I'm just visiting the water, I used to have a skirt, and then I had a scarf that I would keep in my car just so I can quickly wrap around my waist and then go. You know how many times I've been to the, I go to the store, oh, I forgot something, I have to go to the store, so I'm in the store with pants on, a lop around my waist and feathers sticking out my hair. This is just ceremony. So when we go to the water, and someone's going to forget this, all right? Someone's going to make an innocent mistake, and they're going to forget that they're not supposed to be wearing pants. It is up to a wonderful approach to gently, please, family, gently, but to gently say, hey, you know Mama Seven's going to fuss at you. Don't do it. You know she's going to holler, Unique. You know, that's the holler. She's going to holler for Unique, and Unique's going to come out with a whole bunch of fabric and wrap your little self up. Okay, wear your skirts. If you can't live without your pants, wear your skirts, your scarves, or a skirt over top. It's fine, however you feel comfortable. But we do that to be respectful of the energy. So that's not necessarily a Mama Seven request, but that's an energy request. Not many of us got to go to our tree in Atlanta after our November event. I hope right now everyone is making plans on that first weekend in November to be available for a wonderful approach, okay? Allow that weekend. Don't shortcut yourself. That's a full weekend. We are working Friday night, Saturday, all day Saturday, back in and out Saturday, and then Sunday. You ain't finished until Sunday afternoon. So Sunday early evening, not even afternoon, okay? So it's important that we spend the time getting ready for November, going to the tree. Going to the tree is another place where you would not wear pants. Going to the tree is the place where you, if you are female, you wear the skirt, okay? So that's ritual. So start thinking about how I can start incorporating these things as part of my life. You know, this is the protocol. Another question that I have, of course, and I always have this question, head ties. I believe in head ties. I think head ties are great, especially if you're still under, you know, your 3 years. I think that you need to have your head covered, okay? And head ties are not just for women. Head ties are also for men, okay? If you're under your 3 years, you need to have a head tie. Now, after that, I'm going to give you the option. Now, like I tell you, you can wake up on the floor. It does not bother me at all. I will not get you a pillow. You will not get a blanket out of me. But if you want to wake up on the floor, that's fine. If you don't want to wake up on the floor, I would suggest you wrap your head. Why? Wrapping your hair really creates like a barrier with spiritual energy, and especially white, you know. And then there's times where we have the Florida water, the head down, the head is booming, you know, because the energy is rough or whatever. And so that is part ceremony and ritual. When we go to Tampa, everyone's head is covered because we're walking into a place that manufactures energy. I mean, they pump it out. So go ahead and get that head tie before and after. You need your head tied. You need that covering. You need that peace, that moment where, you know, try to get some coolness about you, or your head will be throbbing because it's so much energy. So think about, you know, those are just some questions. Of course, on your head, it should be white. For some people, I'll see some of the yellow, and I'm like, yeah, that's appropriate. But anything more than that, you ask me for trouble, don't do it. White, yellow on the head, okay? Those are just some basics, and those are some that we're going to experience at this weekend, okay? This weekend, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited because we're going to get the opportunity to have this renewal, okay? If you have never been before, this is your first year going, congratulations. It's so much, you know, I mean, I don't want to say fun, but it is. To me, it's fun. You know, we're spending time with each other. We're getting to know each other. You know, the fellowshipping afterwards is always a lot of laughs. We're going to be at a new location. It's swanky, very nice. So, you know, we get to have all this fun, and it's good, and it's positive, and we're uplifting each other, and you walk away feeling so much better than what you came, and that's what this is supposed to be about. So that spiritual fellowship, not only am I looking forward to some people leaving some of their burdens, you know, I'm looking forward to people, you know, expanding themselves, meaning growing in their spiritual maturity to the point that they are taking on assignments and duties. I'm looking forward to all of the special. I mean, we have some babies coming that have never been, babies that, you know, they weren't born, you know. Some babies that they were in their mom's bellies. They were in the womb last year, you know? So to see, you know, this becomes that family reunion for your spiritual family. And while and all the same, we're working, we're applying ourselves, we're allowing ourselves to be poured into. Also, the Sunday, we have our National Day of Prayer. I love it. Let me tell you, for the Day of Prayer, bring the colors. Raise the colors. Allow yourself to be as bright and as vibrant as possible, okay? This is step out of yourself. Now, I can tell you, when we have our spiritual fellowship on Sunday, I don't know who made this a fashion show, but I'm just telling you, they will be decked out. The mamas will be decked out. So the papas better come on, okay? So I'm just letting you know how it is. And then, oh, my gosh, the day after, that Sunday, that's the first Sunday. So Sister Faith is going to be doing Faith Walk. We're going to have a live audience because I know I'm going to be in the audience. I'm like, I'm tired of being behind the computer all the time. So she's going to have a live audience. I don't know where exactly we're going to have it, but if you want to hear the show live, if you want to be in her presence, if you want to have the back and forth like we did in Tampa, see, let me tell you, A Wonderful Approach is amazing. It's amazing. We do things. It's amazing. So if you'd like to be part of the live show, that's no problem. You just let me know, and we'll be all together. Then we have our day of prayer where we come together in one of Buford's center points of their community. And we offer prayer up for our community, our generation, all the things we're going through and all the people we're going through with it. You know, we're coming together so that we can build. That's what we're doing. So I absolutely love even Sunday. And then we're going to have our long goodbye and act like we're not going to see each other in a couple of weeks. But this is going to be our opportunity to say, hey, this is what we're working on. This is what we're building on. And I wanted just to take this time to say, hey, these are our basic little protocols. This is some of the reasons why we do what we do. You know, this is how we gather with each other. You know, so when you see us in our whites, know that we are intentionally wearing white. You know, we are intentionally putting this energy together. We're intentionally working with each other, okay? When you see, when you arrive and there's someone there greeting you and there's someone there, you know, making sure you're okay, and if there's someone there that is, working exclusively with our elders and making sure our elders are fine, that's what happens. If you're there and you have your child there, understand your child is now part of the village children, okay? And so all the village children are working here. And I'll say, boys, because there's always a bunch of boys. And so there's 1,001 boys pop out, and they learn how to work cooperatively. And they learn how to work in a community fashion. And they learn pecking order. And so this is all the things that are going on all at once. And it's wonderful to be doing that in an environment that you can trust, an environment that is safe, an environment that is loving. And so as we are working and building with each other, these are the types of things that we're doing. And we do it so much, and it's so natural that sometimes we forget. We forget we're actually working. It feels like fun. So spend some time, family, you know, as we're packing up bags, because Lord knows I've been trying to fake pack my bag for about 2 weeks now. I ain't got there yet. But as we're packing up bags and as we're getting ready to travel over to Buford, South Carolina, as we get ready to make our meetup points, as we're, you know, getting everything situated, don't forget, spend some time getting your offerings together, offerings that mean something to you, okay? Make sure that you're spending time as we invite people, and I want everyone to be inviting someone. Every year, this should get bigger and better. Each year, there should be more people in place giving it new meaning, okay? And so as they're going through, make sure to educate them. Hey, when you come, sister, make sure you got your skirt on. And it don't, please don't make it a Hoochie Mama skirt or Mama 7 will wrap you up. But, you know, make it a skirt that you're going to be comfortable in, you know. All of our brothers, don't take it personal when Mama 7 is giving you instructions, because that's just kind of what she does. You know, you're now part of the community, and so you're here to teach community ways and, you know, be patient with that, you know. And so there's no mine or yours. There's just community. Whoever has the needs, that's what you got. I am bringing all the waters, juices, snacks, all that good stuff. Yeah, my car, my little car is going to be a low rider, not just one low, just low rider this weekend, because I got tons of water, snacks, juices, everything, anything you could think of. I got it to keep us alive while we're going through the ceremony, okay? It's going to be wonderful. And I want everyone to feel comfortable. If you are not absolutely sure, it's fine. You can call me. You can text me. You can Facebook message me. Or you can just come. I promise you, you will be corrected with love if it needs be, you know. And if not, I'm going to keep it rolling, you know. Every rule is not, these are suggestions, really. These are nice, broad suggestions, because like we said earlier, every house is different. Every person is different, and so you'll get a different answer and different response every single time, okay? I hope this was helpful. I hope everyone got a chance to learn a little bit more about, one, protocol, and then, two, the why, as to why we do some of the things we do, right? So I hope everybody, you know, took a chance, learned some things, so that we can say, okay, now I understand what I'm doing, what I'm supposed to be doing, and everything like that. I also want to encourage people, look, if you don't know, still want to go, ask the people that you're trying to go with. There's nothing wrong with researching protocols on this, or this. So don't hesitate to spend that time doing that. And be aware that everything that you do, when you're dealing with a spiritual understanding, everything you do has a meaning. Everything. From the way that we dispose of food, to the way that we are ritualistically, you know, washing this, preparing that, you know, the cabin is prepared ahead of time. There, everything has meaning. And take a moment. You know, I find it very interesting, but if you don't know, well, why are you doing it this way? Why? Ask the question. Now's the time to get the answer. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for your time. Even though the phone lines were very quiet, there's quite a few people on the phone lines. That's wonderful. I hope that you were able to get something to take with you. And hopefully next time you see this event, I know there's a Hoodoo Festival coming up. I know there is Gullah Geechee festivals coming up, powwows coming up, Bembe is coming up. All of these are cultural expressions. Now that you know a little bit more, you may feel comfortable with going and saying, hey, I'd like to go and attend. I would like to see this. I would like to experience this. So I hope that this helps to kind of open the door a little bit more to allow you to kind of go back and to see and feel more comfortable in different settings, okay? All right, moving into prayer. There's always moments of prayer with a wonderful approach. The babies are going to be praying. You know, by the time I sat down and have Talib do a prayer class, all the babies already knew the prayers. How wonderful. Made his job real easy. He was like, yeah. Anyways, the little ones are going to be doing their special prayers. We have a lot to be happy and proud of in this moment. So we're going to be coming together, but we're always coming together with the purpose of prayer, the purpose of learning, the purpose of growth, and so that we can help ourselves and others that are right under us, right? So moving into prayer for this evening, Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly. We come before you happy, joyful, graceful. We come before you knowing that you are actively making all of this happen for us. We come before you open-hearted, open-minded, so that we can begin to understand your way, your will, and so that we can align ourselves with your plan. God, we ask for wisdom, the knowledge to understand and the wisdom to apply the many lessons that you have taught us. God, I ask that you make every heart soft and open so that we can begin better understandings of ourselves, better understandings of life, better understandings of our purpose. God, I ask that you strengthen our resolve. Give us strength to fight these battles because there are many battles lined up against us. Give us strength to keep going, to not quit, to not let go, God. Give us the strength to hold on, to put ourselves first, to love ourselves first, to fill other people from our overflow. God, give us the strength to continue caring for our temples. God, please give us the blessings to cast down into our children so that they may be covered and protected, that they may have the understanding of you. May each of them have a personal relationship with you, God, because a personal relationship with you is going to allow for their success, their protection, their love, their life, their understandings. God, I ask that all of those that do not know you personally, please allow for a moment for them to get to know you. Shed more of your light to them. Allow them to get to know you in those quiet places and spaces so that they can begin to build on it from there. God, I want to thank you for all of the light bearers within A Wonderful Approach. Thank you for all those that shine their light in dark places. Thank you for all of those that make prayer for me, and I'm not even aware. God, I want to thank everyone. I want you, please, to bless each and every person that has ever mentioned my name, my family's name, A Wonderful Approach in their prayers. God, please bless them. Allow them to continue to be blessed for kind words and kind thoughts in a world of madness, God. God, continue to love us. Show us good examples. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. Amen.